Imagine this. You're standing on a tee box, African sun warming your back. Maybe you hear a lion's roar, faint in the distance, and you're about to play a golf course unlike anything you've ever experienced.
That's quite the image.
It really is. And that's not just golf, right?
Yeah.
That's a full-on adventure.
Absolutely.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into making that happen. Our topic, how to play famous golf courses, a guide to South Africa's finest.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and
What?
our mission here isn't just, listing courses. We want to explore South Africa as this complete travel experience.
Right, the whole package.
Okay,
Yeah.
exactly. We'll break down everything, booking tee times, yes, but also how to prep for maybe seeing wildlife on the fairway.
That definitely
It's
happens.
more than just the swing. It's
Yeah.
about an adventure that, well, it challenges your game, but also really broadens your horizons.
And South Africa really has earned that reputation as a top-tier global golf spot. It's fascinating.
Oh, what makes it stand out?
Well, it's not just the world-class designs, though those are incredible. It's the sheer variety of the landscapes.
Yeah.
You've got serene coastlines, rugged mountains. It means every single round is visually stunning, a masterpiece, really.
So beauty and challenge combined.
Precisely. It creates this idyllic setting, but each course still offers a unique test. Caters to all skill levels, too. It's this blend of sport and just raw natural wonder that you don't find many other places.
Okay, that sets the stage perfectly. So let's unpack that. When we talk about must-play courses, the ones that really define South African golf,
Yeah.
what are some standouts?
Right. Well, there are definitely a few you really shouldn't miss. First up, probably the Gary Player Country Club in Sun City.
Ah, legendary name.
Absolutely iconic, not just because it hosts the Nedbank Golf Challenge, the big one, but it's pure Gary Player design. It's a serious challenge, for seasoned golfers. Requires precision, good strategy.
And the setting.
Oh, it's set right in this breathtaking Bushveld scenery, that classic South African savanna landscape, just teeming with life.
Wow. Okay. What else?
Then, if you head towards the coast, you've got the Links at Fancourt in George.
Fan court. Okay. Heard of that one?
People often call it a true hidden gem, and it consistently ranks among the world's best.
What makes it special?
Well, what's insightful about Fancourt is its distinct links style layout. You know, those rolling, undulating fairways,
Right.
strategically placed bunkers, massive greens. It looks beautiful, sure, but it demands an exceptional short game. Precision is key. It'll test anyone.
Sounds tough, but rewarding. And you mentioned a third.
Yes, and this one's truly unique. Leopard Creek Country Club.
Leopard Creek, near Kruger Park.
Right next door, adjacent to the Kruger National Park. Visually, it's stunning, of course.
Of course.
But the really unique thing isn't just spotting wildlife, though you will. It adds this whole other dimension to your game. Patience becomes, well, not just a virtue, but a necessity.
How do you mean?
Imagine needing to pause your backswing because a herd of impala decides to wander across the fairway. Oh, yeah, it forces you to completely reset your focus. That's a lesson in adaptability you just won't get on your average course.
That is incredible. I mean, the diversity you've just laid out, Bushveld, lynx, wildlife, literally on the course.
Yeah.
It really makes South Africa sound like a proper bucket list trip for any golfer.
It truly is. And because the offerings are so diverse, planning your itinerary, your golfing journey in South Africa becomes really crucial.
Right.
You've got to think about where the courses are, booking tee times, understanding the seasonal weather. It all plays a part.
Okay, so given all these amazing options, that leads to the big question for anyone listening who's now dreaming about this trip. How do you actually piece together that itinerary? How do you plan it strategically to get the most out of it?
Well, a smart way to go about it is geographically. Plan your route.
Makes sense.
For instance, say you fly into Johannesburg. It makes sense to start there, right?
Right.
Play Royal Johannesburg in Kensington, maybe Country Club Johannesburg. Then you could move south, hit those coastal favorites near Cape Town, like the Cape Town Golf Club. Minimizes travel, maximizes golf time.
Good tip. What about tee times?
Ah, tee times. Booking well in advance isn't just a good idea. It's pretty essential, especially for the popular ones like Durban Country Club.
Right, you mentioned them. Why so far ahead?
Well, South Africa's peak tourist season is December to February, summer down there.
Got it. Busy season.
Exactly. So during those months, trying to get early morning rounds or maybe late afternoon ones can be a smart move. Avoid the worst heat and the biggest crowds.
And the weather. You mentioned seasons. How does that impact play?
Yeah, the seasonal impact is quite interesting. Winter, which is May to August, might sound less appealing, but honestly, it's often the golfer's secret season.
Oh, how so?
It's typically dry, cooler, the fairways get firm, which rewards a different kind of golf, more precision, maybe more roll.
Interesting. And summer.
Summer, December to February, brings the rain, but that means everything is incredibly lush and green. Beautiful, vibrant courses.
So different experiences depending on when you go.
Exactly. The key takeaway is that both seasons offer unique advantages. It really depends on what kind of conditions, what kind of challenge you prefer.
That's a great point. So aligning your trip with the right season isn't just about dodging rain. It's about choosing your preferred style of golf challenge. Really shows how much thought needs to go into planning.
Definitely.
So, okay, you've mapped out this incredible journey. You've considered the seasons, the course styles. Now, the practical stuff. What absolutely needs to go in the golf bag for a South African trip? Thinking about those terrains and that famous sun.
Right, packing. Yeah, getting the gear right is non-negotiable, really. Given the variety of courses, you'll definitely want a versatile set of clubs.
Like what specifically?
Well, a reliable driver, naturally. A good selection of irons. And maybe think about specialty clubs, for different lies you might encounter, or those tricky approach shots onto varied greens.
Okay, clubs covered. What about the sun? You hear stories.
Oh, yeah, sun protection is critical. The African sun is intense, it's strong. Partly due to latitude, maybe altitude in some areas too.
So more than just standard sunscreen.
Absolutely. High SPF sunscreen, obviously, but also a proper wide-brimmed hat, UV protective clothing if you have it, and definitely good quality UV protected sunglasses. These aren't just comfort items, they are genuinely vital for hours out there.
Good advice. Any other extras for comfort or performance?
Yeah, a few things. A lightweight, moisture-wicking golf towel is great for hot days. A portable water bottle, stay hydrated, that's key. And really comfortable, supportive golf shoes. You need good grip for everything from perfect greens to maybe slightly rougher paths in the Bushveld. Little things, but they make a big difference to your day.
Definitely sounds like it.
And beyond the gear itself, understanding the local golf etiquette and culture is also pretty important. Helps the whole experience run smoothly.
Right, the unwritten rules.
Exactly. Maintaining a steady pace of play is key everywhere, of course. Keep up with the group ahead.
Standard stuff.
Standard stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And being quiet when others are playing their shot, basic courtesy.
What about dress codes? Can they be strict?
Most clubs expect the usual collared shirts, tailored shorts or trousers, proper golf shoes. It's always smart just to check the specific club's website beforehand, just in case.
Good call.
And I'd really encourage engaging with the local golfers. South African clubs often have this really strong sense of community.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, great chances to socialize after the round, maybe share some stories, grab a meal at the clubhouse. You learn so much more that way than just looking at a scorecard.
That's great advice for playing anywhere, really. But it makes me wonder, beyond the usual stuff, what's the most unexpected challenge someone might face in South Africa? Something they just wouldn't find on a course in, say, Florida or Scotland.
Yeah.
Is there a uniquely South African quirk to the game?
Ha, that's a brilliant question. And yes, definitely, South African courses throw some unique challenges at you.
Like what?
Well, beyond just the different course layouts, think about the weather variations. Coastal courses like Durban Country Club again.
Right.
They have those undulating fairways, but also really challenging winds that can just whip up or change direction suddenly. You might need to learn to hit lower, punchier shots.
Ah, okay. Wind management.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then inland, courses like Centurion Country Club might have more water hazards, strategically placed bunkers demanding real precision. Using scorecards and course maps isn't just helpful, it's pretty necessary for planning.
Okay, weather and layout. What else?
And then, of course, those unique hazards we touched on earlier, the wildlife.
Right, the Impala stopping play.
Exactly. At Leopard Creek, it's not just antelope. You might genuinely see a crocodile sunning itself near a water hazard.
Okay.
Dumb's a different kind of awareness, Vigilance, patience. And sometimes there are topographical things too, rocky outcrops, steep hills like at Kingswood Golf Estate. It tests your physical game and your mental adaptability.
It really sounds like a trip where you pack your clubs, but maybe also an open mind for the unexpected. Being ready for those elements seems key to enjoying it.
Absolutely. Preparation is everything. And speaking of prep, actually getting access to some of South Africa's top clubs requires a bit of strategy, too.
Ah, right. Are many private or exclusive?
Some are, yes. Many exclusive clubs, like Royal Cape Golf Club, for example, might have limited tee times available for non-members.
So plan ahead is the message again.
Critically important, advanced planning is key. Sometimes, if you can arrange to play with a member, that helps. Or some clubs might offer temporary memberships. Best bet is always check their website or call them directly.
What about booking online? Is that common?
Oh, yes. Definitely leverage the club websites, or sometimes they use partner booking platforms. And here's a tip. Follow the courses you want to play on social media.
Oh, really? Why is that?
They often post special offers or maybe last-minute tee time availability there. Signing up for newsletters can get you deals, too. And remember that tip about morning tee times cooler, often less crowded.
Good insider info. Any other ways to get access?
Yeah, engaging with local golfing networks can be surprisingly helpful.
How do you do that?
Well, many cities have golf societies or clubs. Joining forums online, social media groups dedicated to South African golf. People share insights, make connections. It can sometimes lead to invitations.
Networking, basically.
Exactly. And don't dismiss golf travel agencies either. They often have relationships with clubs already and can put together packages with exclusive access you might struggle to get on your own.
That's how you unlock those hidden gems and really make the most of the trip.
Precisely.
Okay, so we've covered the courses, the planning, the gear, the unique challenges, getting access. But beyond the actual golf, this whole trip seems like a chance to, well, really improve your game too, right? On unique African soil.
Yeah.
How can someone leverage this environment to actually elevate their skills?
That's a great point. It's an ideal place for growth. Many courses offer top-notch professional coaching, local lessons, clinics.
Tailored to the local conditions.
Exactly. They're not just generic lessons. They're focused on tackling the specific challenges of South African courses. The wind, different grass types, playing around natural hazards maybe. Even one session with a local pro can give you huge insights.
Worth considering. What about practice facilities?
Generally excellent. South Africa has lots of well-maintained driving ranges. It's worth dedicating time for proper warm-ups, sure, but also just to work on your swing, your driving, irons, short game. Many have good putting greens and chipping areas, too.
So you can really hone things.
Definitely. And finally, try creating course-specific strategies. Before you even play around, look at the scorecard. Study the map if they have one.
Plan your attack.
Sort of, yeah. Plan for those dog legs, the sharp turns in the fairway. Understand how morning dew might affect the ball or how different grasses play. And talk to local golfers or the caddies. They have invaluable knowledge about optimal landing spots, common mistakes on that specific course. That focused approach really pays off.
It sounds like a fantastic opportunity for serious improvement, not just a holiday. Both on the course and maybe off it, too. The whole journey just feels like something to be really savored.
It absolutely is. And, you know, documenting your adventures is a great way to make that feeling last.
How so?
Take photos, shoot some video clips, maybe keep a golf journal. Sharing bits on social media can connect you with other golf nuts. Or just putting together a scrapbook or digital album later. It's a brilliant reminder.
Nice idea.
Ooh.
What about playing competitively while there?
You could. Consider joining a local tournament. Lots of clubs have regular competitions. It's a fun way to test your skills, meet local players, experience that South African golf community spirit.
Get a real taste of the local scene.
Exactly. And importantly, take a moment to reflect on how you've grown as a golfer during the trip. Notice where you improved. Maybe tackling those diverse courses gave you new strengths. Set some new goals for when you get back. Sharing those reflections can be encouraging too.
Yeah.
And then, when you are home, if you want anything, or even just shot a personal best on one of those amazing courses, display it. Create a little mini gallery of memories. It keeps the inspiration going.
What an absolutely fantastic deep dive into golfing in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We've really covered so much ground. World-class courses, yes, but also the stunning nature, the culture, those unique challenges.
It's quite a mix.
It really is. It's clear that a golf trip there is so much more than just playing golf. It's genuinely an immersive, maybe even transformative adventure.
I think so, too. It's an experience that definitely challenges your skills in ways you might not expect. But it also broadens your horizons, connects you with a really vibrant place, and creates memories that, like you said, go way beyond the scorecard.
So picture it again. Teeing off while an antelope casually watches from the bushveld nearby, or figuring out your next shot using some wisdom you picked up from a local golfer. After hearing all this, what's the most unexpected part of a South African golf trip that you're now eager to experience, or maybe just learn more about?
That's a good one to ponder.
Something for you, the listener, to think about. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.